All right, this is the download on 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Okay, here are today's top stories. President Trump doubled down again, so quadrupled down? On the Confederate statue issue, which is really a proxy issue for race. People wanted to make it about history, but most of the statues in question weren't built until decades after the war, Civil War. And according to the Southern Law Poverty Center, were built in the 1920s to honor the South's view of race relations, i.e. white power. So again, this isn't a fight over what Robert E. Lee stood for as a general in the Confederate Army. No, this is about why the statues were erected in the first place. So President Trump doubles down, and more of the country continues to wonder why. And more white supremacists and neo-Nazis complain about free speech and cite the president as an ally. Whoo! And now we're in the midst of an intellectual argument about the difference between free speech and hate speech. Just where we want to be in 2017. If Trump really wanted to distance himself, how about an executive order on hate speech, right? I mean, we've seen it, something akin to the Muslim travel ban or crackdown on immigration or the no transgendered in the military. Show us that you are an equal opportunity offender to and for everyone. Something tells me that's not going to happen. But because you know why? Because Trump is really, he's relishing the role of the wrestling villain, right? He's the rowdy Roddy Piper of American politics, and he just loves it. It almost feels like he holds a think tank. He's got a writer's room on every issue to see what's the most polarizing, controversial take that he could have. What if, I don't know, what if we blamed counter-protesters? Just a thought. I'm just spitballing, throwing the ball off the wall. Bravo. But what Trump won't do, the internet will. In moves that will most certainly turn into lawsuits, Apple, Spotify, OkCupid, PayPal, and other companies have blocked known white supremacists from using their services. Yee, slippery slope there. You ban white power music today, what about hip-hop that glorifies street violence tomorrow? And if Miley Cyrus continues to sing about cocaine use, is she next? Please? No. But everything that happened in Charlottesville has a chain reaction. Several cities and states are mulling whether or not to take down Confederate statues. And a local pastor here in Chicago wants Jackson and Washington Parks to be renamed because both of those presidents owned slaves. Mayor Emanuel quickly put the kibosh on that. Classic Emanuel. But I'd be down with getting rid of the Abraham Lincoln statue next to the studio, right? The one where he's talking to the regular guy. Hey, what you getting directions while they're looking at the Trump Tower? If you haven't seen it, it's a beauty. I'm just saying, we all want the Marilyn Monroe statue back. Can you bring that back? Today was Democrats' Day in Springfield, but the party canceled the outing at the fair and just stuck to the breakfast at the nearby hotel ballroom, which is really a bummer for voters because we rely on how candidates look when they try to go all casual in the summer heat. That's how I choose my who to vote for. What they're wearing on a stage at the Illinois State Fair, right? Does JB put on shorts, right? Does he roll up the sleeves? Is Bisco in socks or no socks? I need to know this. Does Chris Kennedy have the sunscreen on his nose? I need to know this. That's what matters. Speaking of weather, so muggy, so humid. If it's like this on Monday for the eclipse, I'm staying indoors. I'll just watch it on TV. Also, is North Korea attacking us? Oh, no, it's the Air and Water Show practice. All day. How have they not figured out how to make that quieter? Right? There's no scientists working on jet noise. Right? They have no jet-canceling headphones that we could wear. Yeah, Steve Gadlin in the frying pan. Maybe that'll be his invention tomorrow night. In sports, the Cubs hit four homers in an inning the first time since 2008. Then they also went back-to-back-to-back. The last time they did that was Derek Lee, Sammy Sosa, and Michael Barrett. Dream team, right? They erased a 9-0 deficit to end up losing 13-10, splitting a four-game set at home against the Reds. The Reds are one of the worst teams in the NL who have pretty much waved a white flag. So losing two games to them at home is tough to stomach with the Brewers and the Cardinals right on their heels. I guess the best you can say is that the Cubbies love drama, right? I don't know. Just be too easy to win those games. Nah, better to win it all in dramatic fashion later in September, you know, when it really, really counts. They're a back-against-the-wall type squad. Also, Javi Baez may have the cockiest home run trot in baseball. So weird for a guy who hits, what, 15 homers a year, maybe? Maybe 20? I mean, when he hits a home run, it's like he's the first guy to ever do it. It's so weird. It's a regular season game against the Reds, dude. Calm down. Also, John Lester left in the second inning with a lat issue. Not enough lat issues in baseball. We'll see how that plays out moving forward. The White Sox got beat in dramatic fashion last night by the most dramatic team in baseball, the LA Dodgers. Yasiel Puig drove in two to win the game in the ninth inning. The Sox got another good start from Carlos Rodon and my favorite named player in baseball, Nicky Delmonico. Two homers in that game. Dude's been on base for every single game that he's played in his major league career. How about that? 13 or 14 games. That's awesome. Nice start to a career. Trade him. Like, trade him now. Get some more prospects. The prospect monster is hungry. Yum, 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 yum. More prospects. We got to start trading our prospects for prospects. The Sox send Ronaldo Lopez to the mound tonight. The youngster is going to make his second start against the Texas Rangers. The Bears getting ready for their second preseason game against the Arizona Cardinals on Saturday. All eyes on how many reps, snaps that all the quarterbacks are going to get. I mean, I'd be okay if Mark Sanchez didn't play, right? let's get that at least, that part of the controversy out. He's gone. I mean, I say let Glennon do one drive, then give the rock to Truby. All right, the Bears are practicing tonight under the lights at Prospect High School, Mount Prospect. Nice little Friday night lights feel without the state championship feel. Instead of we're going to win it all, it's more like we're going to go 7-9. that's very positive. And I haven't seen it yet. Is Kyle Long practicing tonight? He was thrown out of practice on Tuesday, had a doctor's appointment yesterday. So what's happening with Kyle? Is he hurt? Is he frustrated? Is he missing his buddy Jay Cutler? Also, didn't realize this, but Kyle Long is from Charlottesville. I missed this rumor. But there are unofficial reports that the Bulls and Dwayne Wade are talking about a buyout of his contract so they can go play elsewhere next year. Man, the Bulls are doing everything possible this offseason to make us not watch, right? I mean, I'm not saying that D-Wade would have won any games, but exactly what do the Bulls gain by dropping him? I mean, no new players, no rebuild, just a little bit of cash. All right. So you get rid of him so a journeyman can come in on a string of 10-day contracts? Is that what we're doing? So if you're paying attention, this rumor is true. Wade, Rondo, and Jimmy Butler would not be on the Bulls anymore. What a difference a year makes. Wow. And finally tonight, a Stranger Things pop-up bar is coming to Logan Square this weekend. I don't know about you, but whenever I saw the monster from the Upside Down, I was like, man, I could go for a pizza, right? No word if Eggo waffles will be on the menu. Oh, wait, you know what? I didn't even look, and I'll bet they are, right? Come on. That's ridiculous. Hopefully that's all that's on the menu. That's the carryout for August 17, 2017. Speaking of Stranger Things, there's some floating pieces of unidentified meat in our soup tonight. Strange, yes, but I wouldn't worry about it. It's probably tasty. All right, coming up, we're talking to Joe Reynolds, CEO of the Red Frogs Event Company. They're going to be our guests in Download and Chicago Business. At 8 o'clock, Scott Smith joins us. We'll also talk murals and Adam Hoge. Talk Bears. That's all tonight on the Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.